National Park Service Ranger Vince Vase is Chief of Interpretation, or Head Storyteller, at Fort McHenry in Baltimore Harbor. He says two of the greatest symbols of the United States came out of a British attack on the fort during the War of 1812.
The American flag and the national anthem. Now, the flag had already been invented, but it hadn't really caught on yet. It was really the words of Francis Scott Key, who, upon seeing the flag over this fort on September 14th, 1814, 200 years ago, that really led to the flag becoming the great national icon for the United States that it is today.
When darkness fell on the night of September 13th, 1814, the British were shelling Fort McHenry. Through the night, observers of the battle strained to see whether the fort had fallen. When the sun rose the next morning, the sight of the American flag flying over Fort McHenry prompted Francis Scott Key, a lawyer and amateur poet, to write a poem that he called The Defense of Fort McHenry.
Word choice was very important to him. We know that he thought about it because the original four verses are on display for this week. And if you look at the first draft, you see he scratched out a few words. Oh, say, can you see through? No. By the dawn's early light. So clearly he thought about it.
Park Ranger Vase says Key did not immediately run to Washington, D.C. and announce that he'd written the national anthem for his young country.
Just the opposite. Francis Scott Key gave those four verses to his brother-in-law and good friend, who was a captain in the fort during the battle. So he might have just given it to him as a personal thing, like, hey, you were in there, here's something I've written.
Key's brother-in-law began giving away copies of the poem, and soon it appeared in newspapers with the title The Star-Spangled Banner. Someone set it to the tune of an old British drinking song, and within weeks it was being sung miles from Maryland.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Park Ranger Kristen Schenning says it's interesting that the poem that eventually became America's national anthem isn't about the war, but it is about the flag.
Yes, it's about a battle, but it's really about the emotions that Francis Scott Key captures. It's not necessarily, you know, about guns and about beating the British and all of that. It's about this idea of asking, is the flag still there? Answering it with, yes, it flies over the land of the free and the home of the brave.
It wasn't until 1931 that an act of Congress made the Star-Spangled Banner the official U.S. national anthem. Schenning says there's still a connection between the flag and the song for many people, which could explain why some people react so strongly when they hear the song performed in non-traditional ways. That Jimi Hendrix performance is one of 15 that beatboxer and vocal percussionist Shodake included in an exhibit he curated at Baltimore's Reginald F. Lewis Museum of African American History and Culture. The exhibit is called For Whom It Stands, and it brings together culturally alternative versions of the anthem as part of the bicentennial celebration.
I listened to every state anthem. I listened to the anthems throughout all the island entities, South America's anthems, the continent of Africa, Asia. I mean, I went through them all, and I tried to find some of the more controversial examples or reinterpretations throughout history.
Shodake closed out Maryland's celebration of the 200th anniversary of the Star-Spangled Banner by joining with an improvisational hip-hop group and a group of classically trained musicians to perform a new interpretation of the anthem. Vocalist Katrina Ford hopes that people won't think their version is wrong just because it's different.
Every performance should have its own style. Every performer should bring something unique to it. And I think that even holds true in the national anthem.
I'm Catherine Cole.